time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, good, good. Chance to drive back from Eastern Iowa yesterday after the Christmas holiday. Little visit with family and things, and roads were, moderately full. The ditches in some areas were moderately full as well, yet.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that Grinnell area along Interstate 80 must have been a tough place last week during that storm. There were an awful lot of cars and semis in ditches still, yet now. And in some cases, folks waiting a while they still are pulling things out of those ditches. Didn't look like a lot of fun.
No.
It didn't look so much fun now. I can't imagine what it looked like to the folks who were in those vehicles as they were planting themselves in the ditch during that storm. Mm-hmm. Never a good time. I guess a lesson to be learned in our early season storm, if you do any traveling during that time, well, don't. I guess, but if you have to, be real careful. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. You're apparently no worse for the wear after Christmas.
No, survived.
Well, how many pounds did you gain?
I have no idea.
Let's just leave it at that.
I don't want to know.
Tell us about W&S.
Got to use maintain drying center in like new condition. Got two stack washer dryer combinations, both of them with pedestals. Got to use front load washer. Got to use several used electric and gas clothes dryers. Got undercounter dishwashers, take your picks. And we got some microwave hood combinations used. Still have that 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater. Got lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. We got over 75 units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Gas and electric water heaters, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and take care of the service later. Luxury water softeners, it's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water, we'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new water softener from W&S and enjoy that soft water all the time. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, other holidays have decorations and things. A lot of folks will decorate for things like Halloween and Easter, and some folks will decorate perhaps for the 4th of July. But I don't think there are too many holidays where you decorate quite as much as you do for the Christmas season, especially with those trees in the house. And what do you do after the holidays? How do you get rid of all of that stuff? Well, for a lot of folks, getting rid of the tree is pretty simple. You take off the lights, you take off the ornaments, and then you take the tree apart, pack it in a box, and save it until next year. That's if you've got a fake tree. If you have a real tree, it's a little bit more than that. But there are some things you can do with those trees as well. It's not necessarily just toss them out into the backyard and just let them rot away. When Christmas is over, there are things that you can do to get rid of those real Christmas trees, and in some cases, help some folks out with them as well. The horticulturalists at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach gave us a little bit of advice on how to get rid of some of those things that we have accumulated during the Christmas holiday season. Christmas trees are the biggest item, of course. They take up a good chunk of, perhaps your living room or your dining room or whatever room you choose to display that in, usually pretty close to a window. But once we take all those lights and decorations and the gifts out from under the tree, all the things that are around it, well, then we find out what we have left. And in some cases, it's a lot of needles laying around and takes a little bit of time to clean things up a little bit. Hopefully you don't find a cat sitting up in a tree somewhere or something along those lines. But there are several ways to dispose of or perhaps recycle your tree after the holidays are over. One of the ways you can do that is just to place the tree out in the yard or the garden so that other birds and wildlife can use it. The branches help to provide shelter from strong winds and the cold weather, and we've already seen plenty of that. They can supply food by hanging fruit slices, seed cakes, perhaps suet bags or strings of cranberries or raisins on the tree's branches to supply some food for some of the critters out there as well. They also suggest that you can smear peanut butter and seeds in pine cones and hang those in the tree as well to provide some food for some of the critters out there that are looking for some food this time of the year after we have a big snow where it's a little bit tough to find them. Now, also, they say that you can prune off the tree's branches and then place the boughs over perennials as winter mulch. You can chip the tree and Use the chipped material as mulch around trees or shrubs or in your perennial flower beds. If you can't use the tree yourself, you might want to contact the local solid waste agency or sanitation service. Most communities have some type of Christmas tree disposal program. Some of them have central collection points. Others will collect trees at curbside. Collected trees can be chipped into mulch and made available to local residents or perhaps used in local city parks, things like that. Others might just be chipped up and composted as well. For example, here in Atlantic, the Atlantic School District has for a very long time had a project going on where they use the remains of some of those Christmas trees for projects for some of the, I believe it's middle school students. You drop those off up at the school facility right behind the Trojan Bowl back there. There's an area where you can drop off those trees when you're finished with them, and they would appreciate having them. They need so many of them so that they have enough for the kids to be able to do those projects with. You have the note there?
Yeah, it's for the Atlantic sixth graders. That's who uses the trees for different projects, and they're doing that through January 7th, so you have until then to drop it off.
Plenty of time then, because a lot of folks do like to leave their trees and decorations and things up through the entire holiday season, and for some folks that also means right on through the New Year's holiday as well. There are also some conservation groups that might be interested in some of those Christmas trees, too. Some hunting and fishing groups will collect trees, and they'll use them to provide habitat for wildlife. There's plenty of places, too, I've seen where they'll take and maybe dispose of them in the bodies of water where there's plenty of fish available there to use. They can use it as habitat as well. It works out well for things like that, too. One of the things you don't want to do with your Christmas tree, if you're not sure what to do with it and you have a fireplace at home, a real fireplace that takes logs, the Christmas tree logs probably aren't the best ones to be tossed in there. Don't burn your Christmas tree in a fireplace or in a wood stove. The dry evergreen branches literally explode when they're burned, and they could cause a house fire. And also the burning tree can contribute to the buildup of creosote and lead to a flu fire as well. So you want to be a little bit careful with that kind of stuff, but you can take those, and there are a lot of different ways to remove those trees and get some decent use out of them even after you're finished with it for the holidays. Now, also, a lot of folks, whether it's a business or in your home, might have poinsettias sitting around. Hope you've taken pretty good care of them. Hope you've watered them and not left them sit right underneath or right on top of a warm air vent coming in. You know, if you give good care in the home, the poinsettia plant actually should remain attractive for a couple, 2 or 3 months. You can toss the poinsettia when you grow tired of it or it becomes unattractive, but if you take care of it, it'll last a little bit longer than you expect. For those who are home gardeners who enjoy a challenge, they suggest that it is possible to get the poinsettia to bloom again next season. You just need to cut the stems back to within 4 to 6 inches of the soil in March. And then the poinsettia also can be repotted at that time. They say when the new growth appears, you just want to place that poinsettia in a sunny window. And then continue to water the plant when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch. And then fertilize it every 2 weeks with a fertilizer solution. In late May, you can move that poinsettia outdoors then. They say you want to harden or acclimate the plant to the outdoors by placing it in a shady, protected area for 2 or 3 days, and then gradually start to expose it to longer periods of direct sunlight. Now, the poinsettia should be properly hardened in 7 to 10 days of doing that. Now, once it's hardened, you can dig a hole in an area that receives 6 to 8 hours of sunlight and then set the pot into the ground. And to obtain a compact, bushy plant, you want to pinch or cut off the shoot tips once or twice from late June to mid-August and then continue to water and fertilize the plant outdoors. Now, the poinsettia should be brought back indoors in mid-September. And then you want to place it in a bright, sunny window. The poinsettia is a short-day plant, and those types of plants grow vegetatively during the long hours of summer, and they produce flowers when days become shorter in the fall. So to get the poinsettia to flower for Christmas, the plant has to receive complete darkness from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily from early October until they develop good color, usually in early December. And you want to protect the plant from light by placing it in a closet or maybe by covering it with a box. And then during the remainder of the day, the poinsettia should be in a sunny window. You remember all that? That sounds like an awful lot of work for a plant that you can just go to the local flower shop and pick up at Christmas time again. But I guess some folks like a real tough challenge that way. So if you've taken care of those poinsettia plants, when indoors. They are difficult, though, aren't they? You get so many of them in some places, especially some businesses and things, you know, where there's not someone there all the time. There might be no one there during the weekends. They tend to dry out rather quickly, and those branches, those leaves start to drop off of there pretty quickly and all dried out. So it's kind of tough. You can, they'll bounce back. We've seen that here. Don't get watered. We've got a few of them here in the office, and don't get watered for a few days, and you start to see the plants, so the leaves dropping off, and all of a sudden you water it back for a few days, and it starts to come back a little bit again. They can be relatively hardy, but like everything, you just can't ignore them forever and expect them to be there. So if you take care of them, they will last a decent amount of time for you, and you'll have an opportunity to maybe see them come back again next year if you want to put that much effort into it. So take care of all those things, the trees and the plants and things, and maybe somebody else will get some good use out of those later. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chest and upright by Man and Whirlpool. Got most sizes in stock, including 5 through and including 25 cubic foot models. Electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool and Man and Maytag LG in stock. Of course, these are freestanding models. A full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Lots of washers and dryers in top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If space is a problem, we have some stack type units. And, of course, we offer Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Do have Speed Queen, which is a made in the United States. It's carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And, of course, again, they are made in this country. Stop and see us at W&S. The pot's on and the peanuts are out. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.